the Christian Research Institute, we're defending the truth of the gospel because truth matters. We're broadcasting live from Charlotte, North Carolina, and this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. To join us on the air, just dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. Over the years, Hank has welcomed many guests to the broadcast, and today we have a very special visitor joining the show. Grace Fabian, author of the book Outrageous Grace, has served as a Bible translator in Papua New Guinea for more than three decades. She wants to share her amazing story of love, forgiveness, and God's faithfulness that you will not want to miss. And now, here is your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And Grace Fabian's book is titled Outrageous Grace. It is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you speak with our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Before we go to Grace Fabian, I want to say just a few words about grace. I saw grace in a very unique way on a day I will never forget. It was a day that I arrived at home after a taxing day at the office, and I walked through the front door and I shouted, "Kathy, I'm home." But Kathy was nowhere to be found. Suddenly I became aware of a soft sobbing sound, however, and I walked into the bathroom and saw my wife looking down at a tiny form in the palm of her hand. She sensed my presence and then looked up resolutely and said, "Her name is Grace." I'll never forget that day. I looked down at my child and heard Kathy begin to share a vision she experienced earlier that afternoon. After a protracted period of intensive prayer, she saw an image, a little girl walking away from her, hand in hand with the Lord. The little girl bounced along in perfect peace and harmony, and then suddenly she turned and looked directly into my wife's eyes. "Goodbye, Mommy," she said. Instinctively, Kathy blurted out, "I just want to hug you." And at that very moment, she felt an intense presence, and then she began to bleed. When I encountered Kathy standing in the bathroom that day, she was cradling a perfectly formed embryo in her hands. "Why Grace?" I immediately asked, curious about the name that my wife had chosen for that child. And without a moment's hesitation, she said, "Because God has answered my prayers and has given me His grace. He has shown me that I didn't lose our baby. I know exactly where she is." Well, that day I gained a fresh perspective on the helmet of salvation. In the midst of the deepest pain a woman can experience, the helmet of salvation had served to protect my wife's perspective. When the denizens of darkness land their most devastating blows, the helmet of salvation guards our minds and grants us perspective. It blunts the blow of death. It enables us to view our circumstances from the perspective of eternity. For Kathy, the death of our baby was the ultimate disorienting blow. And yet, a glimpse of the salvation that is to come blunted its edge. The helmet of salvation allowed her to take her eyes off the present and fix them on the future. It enabled her to look beyond her sorrow and see the promise of salvation. It healed her broken heart when nothing else would do. Postmodernity wants to deny death by driving it into the closet, to trivialize it by treating it irreverently, or to circumvent it through the use of clever clichés. In sharp distinction, Christianity demonstrates that death is defeated. Cultural thanatologists may urge us to accept death as a friend, but Christian theology sees death as the enemy. Christian faith does not offer a peaceful way to come to terms with death. It offers us something far better, a way to overcome death through the power of Christ's resurrection. Look, I don't pretend to comprehend or even fully relate to the disappointment a woman experiences when a baby dies. Disappointments, however, don't merely manifest in the dramatic. Disappointments accumulate over time, and oftentimes they bury hope under an avalanche of despair. The solution to our disappointments is never found in answering the why question. But it is found in trusting God in the midst of our whys. One glimpse of glory and all Kathy's whys faded to black. The helmet of salvation allowed her to stand firm. It enabled her to look beyond death, doubt, and disappointments towards the destiny. And that, my friends, is the message of outrageous grace. We're to be talking about it all day today. A wife who sees her husband with an axe embedded in his head. Not just any kind of husband, but a Bible translator. And not just any Bible passage, but he was in the midst of translating that great love passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. How in the world can God bring any good out of that? Well, again, the answer is found in today's radio broadcast and the book that we have chosen to put into your hands. Again, it's titled Outrageous Grace, and it is available to you right now when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can order online at equip.org on the World Wide Web, or talk, as always, to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Again, for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute to keep this voice circling the globe, write or call or go online and get your copy of Outrageous Grace. One of my coworkers, and I've mentioned this on the broadcast a couple of times, was absolutely enthralled, awed, teary-eyed as he read this book, and he couldn't stop until he'd read it all. You are going to be in much the same condition. I know when I picked up the book, I could not stop until I had read it all. And the reason we want to put this into your hands, and I want to underscore this, is we are on a quest to stop biblical illiteracy, which is not a problem, it is the problem. And in today's broadcast, you're going to hear just how significant it is to have a Bible in your hands. Not everyone has that privilege. We are privileged to have the Word of God, and so often take it for granted. Well, joining me now is the author of Outrageous Grace, her name, Grace Fabian. Grace, it is a delight to have you on the broadcast.
Thank you, Hank. It's my privilege to be here.
I want you to talk for just a moment about the title of the book, Outrageous Grace. So often we hear amazing grace, but you have a perspective on grace that allows you to affix the word outrageous to it.
Well, At first, I was going to entitle it Radical Obedience and Outrageous Grace. But I believe I chose that title because it's amazing to me, outrageous, that God would be able to take a tragedy and say to me, hey, don't run away, just wait and see what I can do. And that is an almighty God who can take half a woman who is half dedicated at that point, and a situation that is so horrific, and just make something so beautiful and redemptive out of it. It is outrageous.
That's one of the beauties of this book, Grace. God's ways are unpredictable, and he brings out of unspeakable evil grace that is, as you put it, outrageous. Take us back for a moment to the beginning. You are in a situation where you're going to go from the comforts of America to a completely different culture to translate the Bible. What would motivate you to do that?
Well, I think I have to give you a little flashback to the family that I grew up in, a very godly home. My father was a pastor. During the hard weeks of winter, my mother said, why, it's so cold, we can't even go ice skating. Let's memorize Scripture. Mm. And she had heard about the Bible Memory Association, and so she got the little booklets with the assignments in them for learning, for memorizing the Bible verses. And so for those 12 hard weeks of winter, we as a family memorized 20 verses a week. When I went off to Bible college and came back for my first semester break, I was telling my parents what all the different things I had been learning, and my mother said, well, would you like to know what your dad and I have been learning? And I said, why, of course. And so the two of them sat down on the couch side by side, and they repeated together the entire book of Philippians for me. That is the kind of home that I grew up in. We read a chapter from the Bible every morning, knelt down, and prayed from the youngest to the oldest. My father blessed us as we went out the door to get on the school bus. It was really, the Word of God was truly central in our family, in our lives, in our church. And I was thinking of missions, and my stepbrother said, well, wherever you go in the world, you're probably going to have to learn another language. So why don't you go to Wycliffe's linguistic school? So I did, and while I was there, I heard these fantastic field reports from all over the world, and I saw over and over and over the emphasis on God's Word, and that I thought, you know, that really fits with the way I grew up, the emphasis on God's Word, and now doing this mission work where the emphasis is on God's Word, and I just felt it was a good fit. And so went off to Mexico first, and then after I was married, we went to Papua New Guinea.
Talking to Grace Fabian about outrageous grace. On the other side of the break, I want to bring us back to something that probably is difficult to talk about except for the reality of outrageous grace. To walk into an office and to see your husband brutally murdered. But the emphasis in the book is less on that and more on the forgiveness and the purpose and the provision of God in the midst of unspeakable tragedy. And the reason this is so relevant for every one of us is that our Lord Himself said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus never promises us a panacea, but He does promise us peace in the midst of the storm, outrageous grace. The book, again, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And I hope you caught what Grace was talking about. She was talking about the discipline of getting into the Word of God and getting the Word of God into you. And that was what sustained her when the time of trouble came. We'll be right back.
In this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank is joined by his special guest, Grace Fabian. Discover a powerful story of love and forgiveness in the midst of deep human tragedy and suffering. Grace's new book, Outrageous Grace, is available to you for your donation to the work and ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order your book online at equip.org. or simply call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back with more of the show in just a moment. Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Investors are concerned that there's more bad news.
Calling for an end to U.S. military operations.
The world is glued to the news headlines, anxiously awaiting what the future holds. So it's up to believers in Christ to be prepared to give well-reasoned answers about what lies ahead, based on sound Bible doctrine. That's why The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff is such a vital resource for your library. It covers today's most asked prophecy questions and reveals why answering them correctly matters so much in today's world. The Apocalypse Code will resolve many questions regarding the mysteries of the end times and help you give an informed answer for the hope that is in you. All you really need to know about understanding Revelation is what the rest of the Bible says. So order your copy of The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or look online at equip.org.
Master the main and plain things of historic Christianity in minutes and remember them for a lifetime. Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine is a user-friendly guide to doctrines that form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults using the hankronym DOCTRINE. D stands for Deity of Christ, O for Original Sin, C for Canon of Scripture, T for Trinity, R for Resurrection, I for Incarnation, N for New Creation, and E for Eschatology. To order Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine in an accessible, fully laminated, and easy-to-use flip chart that you can use to communicate boldly and confidently with precision and clarity, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
Has your spiritual life been strengthened through the radio ministry of the Bible Answer Man broadcast? If so, consider supporting the work and ministry of CRI. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, we'd like to send you a copy of Grace Fabian's new book, Outrageous Grace. This gripping story opens with the brutal murder of a missionary translator in Papua New Guinea, whose wife, Grace, was the first witness on the scene. You'll read how Grace, through the power of the Holy Spirit, was ultimately able to forgive the man who killed her husband. This book will quickly become a favorite, so make your gift today. Call our resource consultants at 888-7000-274 or donate online at equip.org. That's equip.org. And now we return to the broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff and his guest, Grace Fabian.
Thank you very much, Randy. And before we get back to the story of tragedy and forgiveness, I want to pick up on what Grace was talking about when she spoke about a lifetime, particularly an early lifetime, of getting into the Word of God and getting the Word of God into her. The reason I want to underscore this is so often when we face tragedies, we simply don't know how to cope. Mm-hmm. And that's not the time to start memorizing Scripture. The time is to start internalizing Scripture now, because you are going to face difficult circumstances in your life, and it is the Word of God that will sustain you in the cauldron of adversity. And Grace, is that not what you were underscoring in the first segment, that you had disciplined yourself? You had grown up in an environment where you read the Bible, where you memorized the Bible, and now when you face tragedy, you're fortified by the Word of God.
Yes, of course. I don't want to give the impression that I was ultra spiritual here. I was memorizing so that I would get a free week at camp in the summer. But my parents were wise enough to know that getting God's Word in me, that the Holy Spirit would also be powerfully at work there. And in time, of course, when our family faced this horrific tragedy, those very verses that I had memorized came scrolling back through my mind like some kind of computer printout. You know, Deuteronomy 33:27, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Isaiah 41:10, you know, do not fear, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And promise after promise came through those words and sustained me and helped me through that dark valley.
Let's talk for just a moment about that dark valley. I think people have to understand the tragedy to see the triumph within the tragedy, the triumph that was so much a part of the story that you wrote about in Outrageous Grace. The tragedy begins on a day where you would have never expected us. Walk us through that deep valley.
Well, we had two children who would soon be graduating from high school and returning to the States, and I wanted so badly that we finish the New Testament so that they would still be in Papua New Guinea and could join in the celebration. And so I was going through a to-do list kind of and seeing what we still had to do. And that very morning I had said to my little family at breakfast, why, God is in his heaven. All is right with the Fabian world. We'll surely finish the translation. And the kids went off to school. My husband said, well, I only have a couple more chapters to do in 1 Corinthians, so let's go for it. And it was a wonderful plan. but then that very afternoon, unbeknownst to us, the language helper sitting beside my husband was experiencing auditory hallucinations, very confusing, disturbing thoughts. And in an attempt to rid himself of those voices, he walked around the office shaking his head. And that's when he saw the box of tools in the corner there. We had moved them inside because they had previously, our tools had been stolen from the garden house. And he saw the axe in that box of tools and in his confusion said, well, I will chop away the voices. And instead he plunged the axe into my husband's head. I was sitting just a few feet away in the next room, and I had no idea what was going on there. And when I looked down into the office and saw an axe hanging from the back of my husband's head, I thought surely I was going mad. That what is this so bizarre thing? And but as I went to my husband, I realized, well, you know, I'm not hallucinating at all here. This is something dreadful, something incomprehensible has happened. So I used the word plunged. I know how deeply it went. I pulled the axe out, and there was blood down my skirt and on the mat, on the floor, down my husband's back. Quite a gory mess. And it was just pretty horrific. In the days that followed, that scene would replay in my mind, and I would just go to the toilet and retch. I'd never seen such a gory thing before. Great gobs of my hair fell out. I at least temporarily lost my ability to speak the Nabok language. I was so traumatized. And I think it was probably the habit of just getting up and making breakfast and doing the laundry and cleaning the house and so on, that I kind of went on like a robot, I think. But at the same time, you know, here is something else going on. The Holy Spirit is touching me deeply with these very verses that I had memorized. It's, I can only thank him for steadying me and helping me and holding my hand through that dark valley.
Grace, the dark valley, the tragedy, is part of the story, but perhaps the largest part of the story is about forgiveness and perseverance. And I want to touch on both of those issues, perseverance in the midst of difficulty. But first, the notion of forgiveness. How do you forgive someone who has done the unthinkable?
Well, Hank, I don't have a little five-step formula for that. But if we if we are Christians and our hearts beat and break with the rhythm of the heart of God, then we have to forgive. Forgiveness is foregoing our right to revenge, and it's a crucial step in this whole process of reconciliation. I was a Bible translator, but as I told my children, I don't want to be just a Bible translator. I want to be someone who also obeys this word of God that I am translating. So I think maybe we take one little tiny step at a time and go through that process. I think we grieve. I think it. We have to release the blaming. We have to drop all the whys. We have to let go of the bitterness and revenge. I think we have to tell God everything and ask Him for strength to do that. And I personally found a lot of help reading different portions of Scripture that talked about forgiveness, and also reading other books that where people had hard things and were able to forgive, so that I was not going through this on my own.
Even for forgiveness is a demonstration of God's amazing grace. I mean, when you go through the valley of darkness, when you go through the tribulation, when you are brought to the precipice of having to forgive something that seems unforgivable, at the end of the day, as you have so wonderfully put it, even that ability to forgive is something that comes from on high. It is something that is given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus. The book Outrageous Grace, A Story of Tragedy and Forgiveness, is available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And the reason that I have chosen this as a book I want to put into your hands is not only to see a story of God's outrageous grace, a story of triumph in tragedy, a story of perseverance and forgiveness, but I want to underscore ever more in your minds how precious the Word of God is. At the end of the day, when I finished reading this book, it was a demonstration once again of how valuable God's 66 love letters etched in heavenly handwriting truly are. Again, for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the book Outrageous Grace, A Story of Tragedy and Forgiveness. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be right back with Outrageous Grace.
You've been listening to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank Hanegraaff is joined in the studio today by his guest, Grace Fabian, whose book, Outrageous Grace, is available to you for your tax-deductible donation to the work and ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Now that you've heard Grace on the air, you'll want to read about her compelling story as a Bible translator for the Nabok people of Papua New Guinea. You can order your book today by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-274 or order online at equip.org. Get your copy today as supplies are limited. Stay tuned. We'll return to the show right after this short break. It's the first century, and the young Christian church is facing numerous obstacles. But it's determined to not only survive, but thrive. The Last Disciple and the Last Sacrifice by Hank Hanegraaff and Sigmund Brouwer. As you read The Last Disciple and The Last Sacrifice, you will be transported back in time when the ink was still fresh on the pages of Scripture. You'll take a front row seat in the arena as Christians face death with courage. And you'll be encouraged as John's words from Revelation give hope to the hopeless and life to those fleeing certain death. It will give you a clearer understanding of biblical prophecy as you experience history through the eyes of those who lived it. The Last Disciple and the Last Sacrifice by Hank Hanegraaff and Sigmund Brouwer. Available individually or for a special package price. Call 888-7000-274 or go online to equip.org.
We're done, Dad. I am not going to keep doing this.
I want you to hold off on the divorce for 40 days. I'm going to send you something in the mail. Take one day at a time, then see what happens.
Every day has me adding a new concept to the way I treat her.
My advice is go all out.
In the last few days, he has fixed me coffee, bought me these pitiful little flowers, and just now called just to see if I'm doing okay.
Up to this point, my heart's not been in it.
This whole love dare thing, it's not working. You can't love her because you can't give her what you don't have.
You gotta beg God to teach you how to be a good husband. And don't just follow your heart. You gotta lead your heart.
Get the inspirational Fireproof on DVD and the Love Dare marriage devotional used in the movie from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The seven-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to our website, www.equip.org. Register soon, as cabins are limited. You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Today, Hank is joined by missionary translator Grace Fabian as she tells her story of how God, through His Word, gave her the grace and peace to forgive the man who killed her husband. To learn more of her story or to request a copy of her book, Outrageous Grace, simply go to our website at equip.org or call our resource consultants at 888-7000-274. And to join in the conversation, call 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. Well, now let's get back to Hank Hanegraaff and today's guest, Grace Fabian.
And a quick program note, I'm not going to be taking any calls in this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The conversation is too important, but I am going to stay in studio for an extra hour once we go off the air today, and I will start taking your calls in that hour. So if you want to get your question answered in the next hour once we go off the air, I will take your questions. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. 888-ASK-HANK translates to 888-275-4265. Today's broadcast devoted to Grace Fabian and her book, Outrageous Grace. It's a story of tragedy and forgiveness. And I was absolutely spellbound reading this story, the story of Grace Fabian's tragedy, the tragedy of her husband's murder, but also the redemption God wrought in the midst of tragedy. And one thing that impresses me about Grace and about her family is that they are anything but shallow Christians given to sensationalism. You can tell that from today's broadcast. Instead, they are obviously firmly rooted in the soil of Scripture, and they recognize that God is sovereign over all things, including the temptations of the adversary. And so, in the cauldron of her suffering, we see a woman who has come to know ever more fully that nothing can befall us without first passing through the filter of God's love. Again, the book, Outrageous Grace, it's available. Order online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Grace, I have to tell you, I have been deeply impacted by this broadcast today, even though I've read the book and I've spoken to you over the years. This broadcast is going to touch people in ways that we will only fully comprehend from the perspective of eternity. And the story itself is not just tragedy and forgiveness, but as I mentioned before the break in the last segment, it is a story of perseverance. Because after your husband died, you didn't pack up and leave. You stayed, and you stayed in a very hostile situation, a situation that would have driven most people away. Why did you stay? How could you stay in the midst of the kinds of circumstances that you endured after the death of your husband?
Well, again, it's that powerful word of God. You have probably had that experience of God putting his hand on your shoulder. And I would read verses like in Kings about the fiery horses and angels, chariots that were around Elijah and his servant. And I knew that God's army was bigger than the enemy's army. And I read about the master who gave talents to the three servants. And at first I was taking the side of the one talent man and saying, why are those harsh words spoken to him? He was afraid, and I'm afraid. But, you know, then the Lord said, well, the harsh words were not spoken because he was afraid or because he only got one talent. The harsh words were spoken because he sat on it. He didn't even try. And I was just so sure that God was telling me, Grace, I don't want you to sit on this. I want you to try. And my husband was the main translator. And I told the Lord that this could be a disaster. But if it is, then I'll blame you because you're the one who got me into this. I could not disobey the call of God. And, of course, beside that, the young Nabok man came back from seminary where he had been teaching, and he said, my sister, we must finish the translation for my people. We must have this translation, even with this tragedy. And then my oldest son came back and for the funeral. And he said, we've had a memorial service for Daddy in our home church. And at the end of the service, the pastor showed a pair of shoes to the congregation and said, who is going to take Edmund Fabian's place now that he has gone to glory? And he set the shoes down on the platform. And my son, Jonathan, said, Mom, I got up from the pew, walked down the aisle, went up onto the platform, and put my feet into those shoes. I believe God is telling me to come back and help you finish the translation for which Daddy expended his life. What am I to do with Zumbek on one side and Jonathan on the other side, and God's hand on my shoulder? And so we went ahead using other dedicated men, Nabok men and women, and with trepidation, I can tell you, but we started one verse at a time. With lots of prayer, lots of tears, but God was with us. And in 1998, the New Testament was finished and dedicated to the glory of God.
The New Testament was finished, dedicated to the glory of God. And of course, it's not about words on a page. It's about words inscribed upon the tablet of your heart. Grace, would you take just a few moments and exhort and encourage our listeners to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into them?
Well, yes. We know God principally through His Word. And so, of course, that means that we must accept His whole Word wholeheartedly, and that means we must read it, we must study it, we must commit it to memory, we must allow His Word to dwell richly in our minds. It's the Word of God has the authority over the life of every believer. And so it's more than just knowing what is right and wrong. It's knowing His heart and understanding what He wants us to do and to be. The Psalms, you know, they say, I have thoroughly tested your promises, and that is why I love them so much. And I think a verse early, it says, your statutes, your word is, I've got it here, it says they're fully trustworthy. So, yes, I would encourage you to become people of the Word, students of God's Word.
Grace Fabian, thank you so much for inspiring us, enriching us, and for taking the time, not only a great deal of your life to translate the Bible, but to put together a book that, from my perspective, is going to bless a lot of people and certainly has blessed me. God bless you.
Thank you. And blessings on you, too, always.
Thank you, Grace. You are grace in my life. Thank you so much. And I treasure the endorsement Grace wrote to me. It says, Dear Hank, thank you for your wonderful endorsement for this book. I cried when I received it. May our Lord continue to lead you and your family tenderly and powerfully in the days ahead. In truest fellowship, Grace. This is a book that I treasure. It's a book that you will treasure. It's a book about outrageous grace, but it will underscore in such a way that you'll never forget how important the Word of God is. It's all about our ongoing quest this year to tackle the problem of biblical illiteracy, not a problem, but the problem. We want you to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into you. Again, Outrageous Grace, available for your gift to the ministry. You can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our Resource Consultants at 888-7000-CRI. I'm going to stay in studio for an extra hour. Once we go off the air today, we'll start taking your calls in just a few moments. The number to dial to get your question on air right now, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. For resources, write us at 888-7000-CRI. Check out Outrageous Grace on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or write me. Once again, the number, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. This is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. Without your support, this ministry, this message does not continue. We need you to stand with us as faithful partners, not only financially, but also prayerfully. We believe that prayer is firing the winning shot. You can pray that God will raise up a host of people of like mind that are willing to make their lives count for time and for eternity. People dedicated not to mean earthly vanities, but those that, like Grace, have raised their eyes, their gaze, their vision to eternal verities. Make a difference while there is yet time. We do what we do because truth matters, and we ask you to stand with us because truth matters. And while you're on the World Wide Web, take a moment to check out the Christian Research Institute's premier magazine. It's called the Christian Research Journal. It's an award-winning magazine that no Christian home should be without. It probes today's religious movements, promotes doctrinal discernment and critical thinking, and provides reasons for Christian faith and ethics. Again, the Christian Research Journal, available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time with more of the show.
We'd like to thank Grace Fabian for joining us on The Bible Answer Man, and we hope you've enjoyed this special edition of the broadcast. If you want to learn more about Grace's story, you can order her book and support the work of the Christian Research Institute. Make your donation today by going to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call one of our resource consultants toll-free at 888-7000-274. And with your gift to the ministry, know that you're making an impact on lives for time and eternity. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Is there scientific evidence for intelligent design? Are scientists being silenced for advocating it? Those questions and more are explored in the provocative new documentary movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, starring actor and writer Ben Stein.
91% of Americans believe that we were created by God, yet that belief has been completely shut out of any scientific discussion of the origins of life in schools. But new science is showing astounding evidence of a designer, and that science needs to be seen and heard.
Expelled exposes the modern-day witch hunt in which scientists and teachers are persecuted for questioning the theory of evolution. Stein confronts the world's leading atheists and Darwinists and uncovers their hidden agenda to suppress the new science that points to evidence of a creator. Expelled.
Order Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, featuring Ben Stein on DVD from CRI by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.